You cannot solve internal problems with external accomplishments. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about why it's important to deal with the fear of not being good enough and get some helpful tips on how to do it. Enjoy.
Don't tell yourself you will be happy when you do X or when you get Y.
Yeah.
That is like the most insidious lie in the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can tell your audience, like, it's like you've accomplished things that you would have absolutely killed for at like 15 or 20 or even a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
How did it actually feel to get it?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Doesn't feel like anything.
It feels the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause the only way I know to describe it is you don't like walk through life with changing states.
Yes.
You sort of stay in this bubble and life moves. Does that make any sense? So the goal is to strengthen my bubble.
Yeah.
And that will project me farther into life because you don't, if you're always feeling like someone has something better than you. I bought a Lamborghini when I was 26 for my birthday.
Right? Yeah.
And I always felt like, gosh, look at all these guys with their cars.
Yeah.
Look at all, blah, blah. I'm going to get that when I get enough money. The week after, I was looking at the person who had the nicer Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, I bought a Rolls Royce. I was looking at the guy who had the newer Rolls Royce. Like, it just, you always live in that state of trying to get somewhere.
Yep.
If that's what's pushing you to get there.
And you were anxious about having the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
It's not as fun as you, it's all also disappointing.
Did we talk about that?
No, we should.
Yeah, it sucks.
But I think it's funny, it's also it's like, how did it feel to get a beard?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you didn't get a beard, you grew a beard slowly over time. So there was never a day where you were like, no beard.
Yeah.
Beard,
yeah,
right? It's a process.
I would have been hyped.
Yeah.
When I was 16, you popped this beard on my face. I'd have been like, what?
As someone who cannot grow a beard, mm-hmm. I would, but
you're envious is what you're saying.
Yes. No, that, but you'd go like, oh, okay, it's a process. So you never get there.
Yep.
And so the point is not like, oh, so you never feel good. So it's not worth having a Lamborghini or it's not worth being successful. No, that's not the point.
Yep.
It's that, can you do it for a better reason? Like, can you do it running on cleaner fuel?
Yep.
Like, can you go like, I really like cars. I have $200,000. I'm not going to spend it on anything else.
Yep.
I'm going to buy a Lamborghini, right? That's different than I won't feel like the loser kid from school if I have the Lamborghini, or like my dad will be proud of me if I win a gold medal.
Yeah.
No, if your dad is not already proud of you, no amount of accomplishments is going to get that for you.
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable around women, let's say, you're not going to feel comfortable around women ever unless you work internally on yourself.
Yeah.
Being a billionaire is not going to solve that problem. It might make you sort of creepily able to pretend you don't have that problem, you know?
Yep.
But it won't. Being famous is not going to fill the hole in your soul. Only working on your soul will fill that problem. You cannot solve internal problems with external accomplishments.
Yeah.
You can still have external accomplishments, and I hope that you do, but that distinction is very important because people blow their brains out because they go, oh, this is all there is?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this is what happens when you try to solve a problem with a solution that has nothing to do with the problem.
Yeah.
The sort of Zen metaphor is that, like, on the surface, the ocean looks calm, but beneath there's currents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like riptides. And this is kind of what they saw as like craving and desire is like that it threatens to disturb the stillness that you have. So I think Tiger Woods is a fascinating example of someone who, like, mentally on the golf course and physically on the golf course, complete mastery,
mm-hmm.
but spiritually clearly was, you know, wrestling with some very dark demons, right? Like, and I mean, I think one of the saddest things I found out in my research is that his dad referred to the idea of enough as the E word.
Yeah.
Like, there was never enough. And that's such a horrible lesson to teach a kid. It's not that winning isn't great. and that you shouldn't strive to be the best that you can be. But the idea that you can never be satisfied, that you'll never feel good, that only weaklings ever feel content, yeah, is a horrible thing, right? That's horrible. That's like if you were trying to create a formula for misery, that's literally what you would come up with.
I'm interested in not the person who retreats from the world, but someone who manages to find peace inside a very busy world. Marcus Aurelius talks about this. He says, you know, like people want to flee to the mountains or to the beach or, you know, to the beautiful ruins. But he says, you can actually find this by looking inside yourself. So again, that's something I missed the first read and probably at 19, you know, made no sense to me. But as you get older and you do more stuff, you realize, oh, wait, that's the point of all this. Sometimes you got to get that award or make that money or do that accomplishment and go, oh, it's not what I thought. Mm-hmm. And then that gives you some ability to be a little bit more cynical in a good way about that stuff in the future. And so we can pick up bad habits from our childhood. Mm-hmm. And that you got to do that work. Because what happens is you get from your dad or whatever that, like, you know, you're only powerful, you're only a man if you do X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely.
And that's not true. And so you got to be constantly checking those assumptions.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.